This is Day to Day. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
Ever since the terrorist attacks of September 11th, President Bush has stressed that he feels Islam in general is not to blame for the actions of some Muslim extremists. Last month, during a trip to London, the president elaborated on this theme. Speaking of Muslims and Christians, he told a news conference,
"I believe we worship the same God."
While some found this statement conciliatory, others, especially some evangelical Christians, have been upset by the statement. Joining us to discuss why is Stephen Waldman, editor of BeliefNet.com and a contributor to Slate. Hi, Stephen.
Good to be here.
First, what's the objection to the notion of Muslims and Christians, and Jews for that matter, worshiping the same God, and who's expressing it?
Well, some evangelical Christians were very upset about what President Bush said, and I think it was largely because they hate the idea of these religions being viewed as equivalent. They're very clear that the faith that they follow is the true one, and they believe that people who don't follow that are going to end up damned.
And what does history tell us about this question? I mean, certainly Islam and Christianity share some roots. Has there always been a tension over whether they worship the same God?
Actually, no. To the contrary, in the early days, in medieval times, for instance, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam were coexisting and arguing and fighting with each other, but always on the assumption that it was the same God. And Muslims, to this day, refer to Jews and Christians as peoples of the book and view that as being the same God.
You write in Slate about how in the early days of Christianity and Islam, the debate was more about one God versus multiple deities.
Well, one of the things that's sort of odd about this whole debate is that when the evangelical Christians, some of them say that they're not worshiping the same God, the implication there is that there are two gods. Well, of course, in the ancient cultures like Romans and Greeks, there were multiple gods. But actually, if you look at the Old Testament in the early days there was also the sense that Yahweh was the biggest and best God, but not necessarily the only one. So in that sense, what some of the evangelicals are saying now seems a little bit of a devolution away from monotheism.
Which is ironic, isn't it? Because they would look at that as sort of more heathen than anything else.
And for that reason, I think it's probably best explained by just some rhetorical sloppiness, that they don't actually think that there are competing gods, but this is their way of saying that we can't go around acting as if there is equivalence among the different faiths.
But isn't it the nature of most religions for their believers to feel that their faith is superior to all others, even if they don't say it out loud?
Yeah, I think psychologically it is. You're invested in your faith, and you wouldn't be doing so if you didn't feel like you had the correct way. There are a few exceptions to that. There are certainly faiths like Buddhism and historically even Islam that have said there are different ways to the same goal. But there's a difference, of course, between being a theologian or a religious leader and a politician. A politician really can't be in a position of saying one faith is better than another, especially when you're in the middle of a war that has been cast as a clash of civilizations or a clash between religions.
Stephen Waldman writes the faith-based column for Slate. You can see his article on the Slate website at slate.com. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.